You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at agricultural weather is Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
Not in the office today, huh?
No, on the road, such is the life of a weatherman.
Well, as you're out on the road and looking about, you might have had an opportunity to gaze out the window at crop progress and such. What are you seeing?
Well, I tell you, it's amazing how cool and wet this spring has been. And boy, certainly seeing that here in the markets here over the last couple of days with concerns for where we are with planting. There's a little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news. Good news is some warmer temperatures are spreading into the western areas and central areas of the Corn Belt here over the next couple of days. That should help things out, but we're probably headed towards quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity this weekend and early next week with another storm system coming our way, which could bring back wet conditions in some areas.
So how big of a window are we looking at, and how soon will it close?
Well, I'm thinking probably about 3 or 4 days. So I think it's enough of a window where folks are going to be able to take advantage of the warmer temperatures and some drier conditions. But after that 3 or 4 day time frame, that's when we could expect another round of wet precipitation and unsettled conditions. And it looks like we have a pattern here for another couple weeks. It'll probably be another 3 or 4, maybe a 5 day break. Then that will be followed by the next wet period. So prolonged periods of warm and dry are going to go no more than 3 or 4 days here for the next couple of weeks.
So what you're telling me is, based on the crop progress that we saw on Monday for the nation, a significant portion of the corn crop is going to go into the ground after May 20th, say.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll certainly see some progress. We are still well behind normal in many areas, especially in the northwest and western areas of Corn Belt soil temperature. So germination may take a little bit longer to get going there, but we will see some progress with these days coming up.
Let's turn your attention to some international weather for a moment, and let's touch on Australia, because we haven't talked about that on the air in a while. It seems like Western Australia is really hurting.
Yeah, they are, and that's going to be an area that we're going to definitely be watching here over the next week or two. And right now the trend is not much help is coming their way to Western Australia. Still looking like they're going to be in the same situation.
And nothing in sight that would change the trend in your mindset?
Nothing that's going to be enough to change things, at least here in the next week to 10 days.
And I guess we ought to go over and go to Russia. Well known that they're having some difficulties as well. How bad is it?
Well, it's been warmer and drier and drying up in Ukraine and some of the western areas of Russia. It's been a pattern that's been fairly persistent, as we know, but I do see a little bit of a change in the weather pattern. Will it be enough to help them in the short term? No, but I think in the long term, there's a little bit of help on the way.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Aggie newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.